fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
Hello, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news. This side happens to deal a lot with human exploitation. Uriel Perez with the Alliance for Fair Foods, the Interfaith Network, in the studio. And he'll be interpreting for Leo Perez, a farm worker, a member of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers here in town, seeking justice and going after that iconic symbol, Dave Thomas, or at least those who now speak in his name and exploit the workers. Welcome to the other side of the news, Leo.
Gracias. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.
So why are you in town?
Yeah, estoy muy contento de estar con ustedes y poder compartir con la comunidad de Columbus qué es lo que hacemos, quiénes somos y qué es la coalición y quiénes somos los trabajadores del campo que piscan vegetales.
Yeah, first of all, I want to express how grateful we are for giving the opportunity to us to speak about the work that we do with the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, and for coming into this community and raising consciousness about the conditions that workers face.
Básicamente, Immokalee es nuestra comunidad que vivimos. La mayoría vienen de México, Centroamérica y Haití. Y Immokalee está al sureste de la Florida.
And so we are based in Immokalee, Florida. It's a south central Florida farm worker town, mostly made up of migrant workers from Haiti, from Guatemala, and from Mexico.
Y estamos aquí por una causa, siguiendo la justicia y luchando, y por eso estamos aquí en Columbus y vamos a hablar sobre eso.
And we're here because we're seeking justice, as you mentioned, and we're seeking the rights for farm workers.
And what are those specific rights, and are other companies granting you these rights?
Sí, como la coalición hemos luchado por 25 años.
Yeah, so the Coalition of Immokalee Workers has had a campaign essentially for 25 years now.
Lo que buscamos es eliminar lo que es la explotación en la industria del tomate y otros vegetales. En Immokalee, la mayoría trabajan piscando tomate. Y desde el 93 no había ningún derecho a los trabajadores.
And our main focus has been ending the abuses and exploitations that workers face. First, starting in the tomato industry, which is our local industry, but also now in other industries and other products.
Entonces los trabajadores dijeron, no vamos a seguir con esta explotación, vamos a cambiar la industria agrícola que sea más justa para que los trabajadores tengan derecho.
And so in the 90s, the farm workers of our community began to organize themselves and say, enough is enough. We're no longer going to tolerate abuses, and we're going to organize ourselves.
Un ejemplo muy claro es que las golpizas golpeaban a los trabajadores. Hemos visto varios casos, el robo de salario por 1 o 2 semanas, la discriminación y también la explotación del acoso sexual.
And these abuses range from physical violence, instances of wage theft, that can go for weeks, if not months on end, and also trying to end cases of gender-based sexual violence that happens in the fields.
Entonces, sale lo que es la coalición, grupo de trabajadores, dijeron, vamos a eliminar esto y vamos a luchar. Empezaron con huelgas de hambre, usaron como paro laborales para un diálogo con los dueños de los ranchos de tomate.
And it was with this vision of wanting to end these abuses that the coalition began to organize themselves. And at first, it was by way of labor stoppages and hunger strikes with the purpose of entering into a dialogue with growers.
Y se luchó muchos años. Hubo muchos cambios, pero no era el cambio que necesitábamos. No era el salario que nunca aumentaron el salario. Bueno, una que otra compañía lo hizo.
And this went on for many years, and though there was some positive changes, it was not enough change, it was not the change that was needed and that the industry needed. Some corporations or some growers started paying a bit more, but this wasn't throughout the industry.
Un ejemplo del salario, los trabajadores trabajan por la cantidad de producción. Una cubeta es la herramienta que pesa 32 libras cuando está llena.
And one of the things we were focusing was on the wages that workers were earning. For a 32-pound bucket of tomatoes, a worker was earning anywhere between 40 to 50 cents. That was a wage that had remained stagnant for about 30 to 40 years.
Y eso es el promedio. Y hoy en día es 50 centavos, que es el precio el trabajador tiene que correr, tiene que buscar el tamaño, el color que necesitan.
And today, not much has changed. Workers are now getting paid about 50 cents on average per bucket of tomatoes, but still having to subscribe to picking a certain amount, a certain quantity by a certain period of time, a certain shape, a certain color.
Y hemos visto casos de esclavitud moderna y hemos eliminado muchos casos. Y desde el 2000 cambia la estrategia y nace la campaña por comida justa.
In addition, our Immokalee community suffered from a lot of forced labor. Actually, Immokalee was known as ground zero for modern-day slavery, and the CIW has worked in many cases to end those abuses. And it was there that we had to rethink the strategy of going to the growers, of doing the labor stoppages, and started what is now known as the Campaign for Fair Food in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm. La campaña por comida justa involucra a los compradores de tomate, grandes supermercados, restaurantes de comida rápida, proveedores de comida, y también pedimos básicamente el apoyo con los consumidores.
With the Campaign for Fair Food, we've switched the target from the growers and to the people who benefit most from the way the agricultural industry is set up, and that is the multi-billion-dollar corporations who purchase this produce. In addition to targeting these corporations, also we've gone about raising consciousness and awareness and asking for the support of those that these corporations deem as their consumers, in order to pressure these corporations to only purchase from places where workers' rights are being respected.
Y lo que pedimos a ellos básicamente como es un aumento de un centavo por cada libra, crear nuevos derechos y que los trabajadores tengan una voz en la industria agrícola.
And our demands are really simple. The first one is that any corporation who signs on to our program agrees to pay one penny more per pound of tomatoes that it purchases. Number two is that they subscribe to a human rights code of conduct created by the workers themselves and only purchased from growers that are participating and abiding by this code of conduct. And then the third thing is that workers be taken into account when there's going to be any changes happening in the industry.
Y eso... Eso empezó desde el 2001, empezando con una cadena de restaurante que es de John Brown.
And that campaign started in 2001, and our main focus was a conglomerate of fast food restaurants, which was known or is still known as Yum Brands.
Y hasta ahorita hemos traído básicamente a 14 compradores grandes en la industria agrícola de Florida.
And since then, the Campaign for Fair Food has successfully brought 14 corporations to participate under the Fair Food Program.
Y hemos logrado traer el 90% de los rancheros o de los ranchos a participar en este programa en lo que es la Florida.
And because of adding these corporations saying we're only going to purchase from growers that respect the workers, now 90% of Florida's tomato industry is also participating under the Fair Food Program.
Pero hubo una presión muy grande parte de los consumidores, donde salíamos en las marchas, en ayunos, diferentes tipos de acciones.
But this was all due to the support from allies. From allies across the country that put that pressure on these corporations and let them know that if they didn't start doing business the right way, then they weren't going to cease purchasing from these corporations.
Y vamos a mencionar los que están participando en el programa por comida justa.
And so just to run down of the 14 corporations that are participating now under the Fair Food Program. So it's Whole Foods, McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, Subway. Those are some of the fast food corporations. Some of the food retailers include Trader Joe's, Fresh Market, Stop and Shop. And there's also some food distributors that aren't necessarily as visible, but distribute food to hospitals and to schools that are Aramark, Sodexo, Compass Group, Bon Appetit.
Entonces, varios están participando en este programa y hemos creado los derechos de los trabajadores en el 90% de los ranchos en Florida.
Yeah, and so now this program that, you know, at first was a program divvied up by or started by farm workers from a small town in Florida is now has 14 corporations participating and ensuring that the workers in their supply chain are being treated fairly.
De ellos se comprometen a comprar tomate en esos ranchos. Y los trabajadores, sus derechos tienen que ser protegidos, por ejemplo, el derecho de ir a tomar agua, el derecho de tener sombra en el lugar del trabajo.
And these corporations, when they sign on to the program, they're signing on to a legally binding agreement saying that they will only purchase from growers that are respecting these worker rights, but are also enforcing some other provisions, provisions never before seen in the agricultural industry. Very basic stuff like access to clean water, access to shade in the fields.
Cero tolerancia del acoso sexual. Se garantiza el salario mínimo de los trabajadores que antes no se ganaba el salario mínimo a veces.
Yeah, there's zero tolerances for abuses, zero tolerance for gender-based violence or sexual violence. In addition, under the Fair Food Program, workers are guaranteed that they will be paid their minimum wage. In the past, though legally required to be paid the minimum wage, there was no way of tracking this, and workers were often get paid much less.
Y tienen el derecho de recibir el aumento, el bono de un centavo por libra pagado con los compradores.
And in addition to that, they get the penny more per pound bonus, that it goes directly from the corporations to the growers and then divvied up to the workers who work for that specific grower.
Si un rancho no quiere cumplir o siguen los abusos, como de acoso, de esclavitud moderna, básicamente dejarían de comprar en ese rancho, que sería una consecuencia del mercado.
And if one of these growers, say, has an instance of physical violence or gender-based violence that happens in the fields and refuses to do anything about it, then these corporations cease purchasing from this grower. None of these growers want to do that. None of them want to stop selling to McDonald's. None of them want to stop selling to Walmart. And so they, in turn, become proactive, ensuring that the workers in that work for them are being treated fairly, and that if there's any bad apples, any bad crew leaders, any bad supervisors, that they are no longer part of their teams.
Uh-huh. Y ese programa, parte de la coalición, lo manejamos como trabajador. Vamos a hablar con los trabajadores en una sección de plática de trabajador a trabajador. Distribuimos diferentes materiales como libros, videos, para que vean cuáles son sus derechos en esta compañía.
But the Fair Food Program is a multifaceted approach. One of the things that enforces these provisions is that there is a worker-to-worker component to it. Workers from the coalition travel to participating growers and educate the workers on the provisions that they're entitled to under the Fair Food Program. They hand out little booklets, Know Your Rights, so that they in turn become monitors of their own conditions.
You're listening to WGRN 94.1, the Green Renaissance. This is the other side of the news with Bob Fitrakis. We have Uriel Perez with the Alliance for Fair Foods, the Interfaith Network in the studio with Leo Perez, a farm worker, a member of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, and there's an event coming up in town. When is that event?
So there's going to be a protest outside of Wendy's headquarters in Dublin, Ohio. That's going to be on June 5th, starting at 9 a.m., from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
And again, the purpose of this protest is to do what?
Bueno, Wendy's tiene su junta de accionistas.
First of all, Wendy's is having their shareholder meeting.
Y Wendy's es una de las corporaciones que no ha participado o no quiere participar en el programa por comida justa. De hecho, dejaron de comprar en Florida y van en México.
Yeah, and Wendy's is one of the holdouts, one of the only fast food holdouts that is refusing to participate in this fair food program that is guaranteeing basic rights for farm workers. But not only have they refused to participate, they actually shifted their purchasing from Florida down to Mexico, where we know that workers are being treated poorly.
Y Wendy's prefiere lo que es la calidad o el sabor del tomate según ellos.
But according to them, the produce that they receive there is good quality, and that's why they're shifting over there.
Y por eso nosotros vamos a estar en su oficina central. Viene un grupo de trabajadores también de Florida.
And that's why we're going to be there during their shareholder meeting. Farm workers are coming and traveling from Florida to be there and meet face-to-face with their executives.
Y por eso estamos boicoteando a Wendy's, porque no quiere apoyar un programa donde existen los derechos de los trabajadores.
And that's why we're calling for a boycott of Wendy's, because they're not only refusing to participate in the Fair Food Program, but they're refusing to participate in the solution to end abuses towards farm workers.
Por eso invitamos a todos y a todas que nos escuchen que venga a participar con nosotros.
And that's why we invite everyone from the Columbus community to come out and support. This is a peaceful protest. Anyone, it's family friendly, is invited to come out.
Why do you think Wendy's is the only one holding out? They have the kindly Dave Thomas iconic image, and they won't support workers' rights. Why? What's going on at Wendy's?
Eso no lo podemos entender, y nosotros pensamos que Wendy's iba a apoyar esto.
That's actually a question that we have too, and that we can't understand. When we first got into this campaign, we thought that Wendy's was going to be very supportive.
Además, ha hecho muchas mentiras también.
But not only have they not been collaborating with us, they've also put out a lot of lies.
Ha dicho que nada más es interés de la coalición, que el dinero va a la coalición y básicamente que no va a los trabajadores. Hemos tenido resultados, hemos distribuido más de 26 millones de dinero a los trabajadores, parte de los que pagan, parte de las corporaciones, y ese va directamente a los ranchos.
They have mentioned things like the money that is made from the penny more per pound goes directly to the CIW as an organization and isn't distributed to the farm workers. Now, that's a total lie. Since 2011, the inception of the Fair Food Program, these 14 corporations have paid over $27 million that have gone directly to the pockets of farm workers.
Entonces, no sabemos por qué Wendy's se está negando de apoyar a los derechos de los trabajadores. Ya existe un programa simplemente de apoyarlo para que sea más fuerte y que se mejore un poco el salario de los trabajadores.
And so, we don't understand why it is that Wendy's refuses to join a program that has been highlighted as a benchmark for ensuring basic human rights for farm workers, and a program that has now been implemented and is only a matter of them joining. It's not getting started. It's already rolling.
Y entonces, si el programa está extendiendo en otros estados también.
And not only could they participate, but they could also help expand this program to the workers in their supply chain so that more workers have these protections.
Ya estamos trabajando en Georgia, Sur y Norte Carolina, Virginia, Nueva Jersey y Maryland.
The Fair Food Program that started with the workers in Immokalee, Florida, now extends to Georgia, South and North Carolina, Maryland, Virginia, all the way up to New Jersey, ensuring that the workers in these industries are also protected.
Y entonces estamos aquí en Columbus organizando con diferentes grupos de trabajadores también, diferentes iglesias con estudiantes, y vamos a seguir presionando a Wendy's.
And that's why we're here in Columbus, first of all, to raise consciousness about the conditions that the workers who pick the food consumed here and consumed for folks around the world, the conditions that they face, and to ask for them to come out and support and to put pressure on Wendy's Corporation to start doing the right thing.
Lo que estamos creando es básicamente la conciencia del consumidor. En la industria agrícola y en otras industrias, muchos de los de vegetales y todo vienen de mano de trabajadores que están explotados, y eso es lo que estamos creando y eliminar esos tipos de abuso.
And that's how we gone about approaching these campaigns. First of all, raising the consciousness about the conditions that workers face. It's no lie that all of the produce that is consumed here has been touched by a farm worker. And there is a high likeliness that those farm workers were under some sort of abuse and faced some sort of abuse in that industry.
Y por eso, si quieren saber más información, pueden ir por el sitio de la coalición.
And if you want to learn a bit more information about the work that we do, you can go to our website, which is ciw-online.org.
And I've seen many demonstrations, particularly here in Columbus. Are your demonstrations and your pressure having any effect on Wendy's?
Sí, todo el tiempo hacemos una pequeña demostración, siempre hay personas que nos apoyan, empiezan a saber de esta campaña y después se interesan de nuestra campaña.
Yeah, though some of these demonstrations may seem a bit small, they continue to happen and continue to accumulate power and raise that consciousness and have an appeal to people's morality. Everyone knows that workers shouldn't be getting exposed to this, and then they join on to us and support our work.
En marzo, por ejemplo, tuvimos una acción grande en Nueva York, con la participación más de 2,000 personas que apoyaron esta marcha.
This past March, the coalition had its major action, its major spring action in New York City, where over 2,000 allies from across the country and from New York City came out to support our campaign and call on Wendy's to do the right thing.
Entonces, mientras Wendy's sigue negando, nosotros vamos a ser más grandes.
And so, if Wendy's continues to refuse, we're only continuing to get bigger.
All right. And the event, again, what's going to happen there and what's the time and place?
So it's going to be a protest outside of Wendy's shareholder meeting. That's going to be on June 5th. From 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., and it's a peaceful protest. We're calling on members of the Columbus community and from around to come out to support and to call on Wendy's to join a program that's ensuring basic human rights. That's going to be in Dublin, Ohio, where Wendy's is headquartered at.
And what's the address there?
One Dave Thomas Boulevard.
One Dave Thomas Boulevard. So the corporation is bringing out the kindly old iconic founder figure. They have a boulevard named after him. Hopefully, they'll see the light and pay, in my understanding, a penny more per pound. How much? It doesn't seem like a whole lot of money. It's not like this demand that's going to bankrupt Wendy's, is it?
Sí, un centavo para Wendy's no es nada, y para nosotros es por lo menos algo que te aliviane.
Yeah, we know that one penny more per pound of tomatoes is nothing to Wendy's. Yet to the farm workers who work in their supply chain, it's an alleviating help and support.
Wendy's invierte billones de dólares en sus comerciales, y eso no costaría como ellos gastan por sus comerciales.
We know that Wendy's invest millions of dollars just in their marketing. And we know that if they were to invest just as much money as they do in their marketing, in their program, they would be ensuring farm workers' human rights.
Okay, and this is a good time to do that. I'm not real sure what that means. What does a penny a pound mean for a worker in terms of real wages?
En por lo que hemos visto hoy en día, un trabajador puede recibir 20 hasta 100 dólares al fin de semana, por depende de la compra de los 14 compradores.
So what that penny more per pound translate to for a worker is an added bonus anywhere between $20 all the way up to $100 on their weekly paycheck.
Pero cuando llega el tiempo donde todos los compradores van a pagar el salario de un centavo más, aumentaría básicamente un salario fijo para los trabajadores.
And what we know is that the more corporations join on to the Fair Food Program, the more pennies per pound that workers are going to be gaining. And so more, it's going to be supplementing their wages more and more.
So the Me Too movement we hear so much about women being assaulted or treated badly in the workplace, it looks like the Immokalee workers were well ahead of that curve. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, so just this past fall, the farm worker women of the CIW wanted to focus in terms on the issues of gender-based violence that happens in the fields. Since the campaign started, the campaign for fair food in the early 2000s, one of the asks is that there be zero tolerance policy for gender-based violence in the fields. In the agricultural industry today, women face gender-based violence at a staggering rate. 80% of women experience sexual violence in the agricultural industry. That's 4 out of every 5. Yet, under the Fair Food Program, this issue is being virtually eradicated. How so? There's a zero tolerance policy for this. If a supervisor, if a crew leader, or a fellow worker were to sexually harass or sexually or perform sexual violence towards a female coworker or any coworker, that supervisor or crew leader is no longer going to be able to work for that participating grower and cannot work under any grower that's participating in the Fair Food Program. That makes it so that they think twice when this is going to happen. And so last year, in the fall, we wanted to focus on this issue of gender-based violence. This was at the same time that we were seeing in Hollywood the issue of the Harvey Weinsteins coming out and the sexual violence toward Hollywood women. And so it was synchronicity that this issue was being the focal point. And during the major action in March, the farm worker women were the ones that led the action that had close to 100 farm worker men, women, students, faith leaders fasting, calling on Wendy's to help end the gender-based violence that happens in the industry by joining the Fair Food Program.
All right, got a minute left here. Again, the event is...
So it's going to be a peaceful protest outside of Wendy's headquarters. And it's their headquarters are in 1 Dave Thomas Boulevard in Dublin, Ohio. And just we're calling on Wendy's to join the Fair Food Program, a program that's ensuring farm workers freedom from wage theft, sexual violence, and exploitation. That's going to be on Tuesday, June 5th at 9 a.m. once again in 1 Dave Thomas Boulevard in Dublin, Ohio.
And the website?
And if you want to learn more about the work that we do, that is CIW-online.org. We've done campaigns like this for 25 years, have been successful with 14 corporations that are now ensuring basic rights for their workers.
Thanks, Uriel and Leo Perez.
Thank
for
you.
Keeping the faith.
Thank
All
you.
All right, show up. Got some injustice going on. Got some workers fighting back.
Boycott
Wendy's. Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Fitrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1 LPFM, The Green Renaissance.